Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Be careful of your ego. Today's podcast is the audio version of a video I recently shared. I've shared a link to the video in the show notes. I've also shared links to the scriptures I reference in this video and some other blog posts and videos that can help you go deeper on this topic. Hey, good morning, my friends. I am sitting in a teacher's lounge waiting for a sub-assignment that I'm going to be on later this afternoon. I was just reading in Mark's Gospel where Jesus lists a category of people and concludes by saying these guys are going to be judged the most strictly. And it reminded me then of what James wrote in James chapter 3, verse 1. He said, not many of us should be teachers because teachers are held to a higher standard. And then that higher standard results in a higher judgment that could fall on us, or a more strict judgment that could fall on us. And so really, if you read this list in Mark chapter 12, it's people that are seeking recognition for themselves, for what they've done. Now listen, here's the trap that any one of us can fall into. Qualified people, people that have any kind of a skill, people that have any kind of a work ethic, stand out, and other people are going to call on them and say, can you step into this role? Can you help here? And so that does kind of stroke your ego a little bit. You can kind of be like, boy, yeah, they want me to be here. I'm a needed person. I'm an in-demand person. And that can kind of stroke your ego, especially then when they want to give out awards to you or recognition to you for doing what you've done. So a couple of things that I always try to keep in mind. First of all, Jesus said in this same Mark's Gospel, the Son of Man did not come to be served. If anybody could receive accolades and receive all of the attention, it would have been him. He says, but I didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give my life. That's what my focus has to be, to serve others and to give my life away to them. The other thing that we got to remember as well is that the only skills that we have are God-implanted skills. So I can't say I am a self-made man. I'm not. I am just being faithful with what God's given me. And if he's given it to me, then he's given me another platform. I think that the thing that I see what turned Lucifer into Satan was when he said, I deserve to have this recognition. Look at how beautiful I am. Look at how many gifts and talents I have. And I deserve to be recognized and to be elevated into higher positions. Let's not have that attitude. But wherever we are, when God calls on us, when people speak to us and say, step into this role, let us have this attitude of, I get to do this. This is a new opportunity for me to be able to serve other people.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.